Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Another episode of the Immerse podcast. Still morning.
It is for us, but for somebody listening, it might be good Could afternoon, be good evening.
Well, wherever you are, welcome to another episode of the Immerse podcast. We're riding on the back of our most successful episode to date, which was the Lucy Bronze episode. So thank you, everyone, guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening. We had a feeling.
We did have a feeling, a slight twinge. It was right. No, it's been really well received. So thank you, everyone, for obviously watching and giving us feedback on that one. So just glad it's working and.
And hopefully they can continue to bring it home as they are doing. They had a bit of a struggle yesterday against Nigeria.
Yeah.
But the girls did well and pulled through.
Absolutely. There's going to be tests.
Still putting a shift in, isn't she?
She is, yeah.
So all true to her word and her mindset, I think it's really showing that once we had that conversation with her, you can actually really see the competitive edge that she has over people and her energy on the field.
Yeah.
So she backs it up, doesn't she? She does what she does, says. Mate. So, yeah. So,
let's bring it home, girls. Anyway, on to the new episode, Dan. We're going all in on why athletes choose cold water therapy. This is what this time's about. This episode's about digging a bit deeper into cold water therapy and the benefits, why athletes choose cold water therapy, and why it's become quite a big part of our lives, mate, to be honest.
Yeah, and and the continued research that keeps coming out for it. Hopefully we're going to fill you guys with a little bit more knowledge on it as to why. I think when you know why, it really embeds a deeper level of obviously understanding, but then you cut out the fluff of thinking, oh, well, I don't want to do it today.
Yeah.
You just do it because you know how impactful it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then the benefits, the feeling of the benefits, then you will reap those rewards later. But when you understand why you're doing it, that's really important to get something over the line.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just like, oh, it's good for your health. I heard it somewhere that it's good for your health. It's like, well, let's really understand what is it that's good about it and how is it going to help you and, you know, athletes, but more so anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm even thinking about business owners, entrepreneurs, and anybody that wants to do well at something. It could even be parents, stay-at-home parents, to get a mid-afternoon slump, bang.
Listen, yeah, look its audience cold water. You know, whoever's willing to give it a try, you know, it's quite an open-minded thing, is cold water.
Yeah.
It lets you in if you're willing. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so that, I'm just going to kind of start with my personal experience with it. So it's part of my daily ritual now. 5:30 a.m. every morning, I'm in the cold plunge. And we've heard our mate from across the pond, Joe Rogan, talk about it. He believes that at that time in the morning, his bitch voice, in inverted commas, is the strongest. And I agree with him. I agree with the man.
As with most people.
So that's why now 5:30 a.m. is my time to be in the cold water. And just as the science says, it sets me up for the day. It releases that dopamine 2.5 times the normal release of dopamine for a sustained amount of time, between 2 to even 6 hours, it's been proven. So yeah, that's it for me. That's how it sits in my daily routine. This morning I were in there, 5:30. I did a lot of heavy squats yesterday. My ass was sore.
Oh dear.
No jokes. but now it's not. And I do heavily put that down to the power of cold water.
Yeah. It's been proven to speed up recovery more than any other recovery modality. You know, yoga, flexibility training, just normal rest, supplements. It ain't coming close to the speed in which that you can recover. So, you know, only doing it will really entrench your understanding of it. You know, if you do distance running or you do some heavy training and you then try it,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh yeah. Yeah, it really does. Yeah. You know, yeah. This isn't a joke. This is for real.
Mm-hmm.
So other benefits of cold water, obviously it's promoting healing. It reduces inflammation. It can assist with certain autoimmune diseases. It can help with your mental health, reducing
massive
anxiety, stress, helping to get out of your mind and bring you right into the present moment. I've noticed that it's really good for that.
Yeah.
If you feel triggered by any significant events that have happened in the day or anything that's going on in your life, it just really helps. You just go boom and you're just present instantly, because then you can just focus on the breath, and focus on how you're feeling, focus on regulating your emotions and trying to bring that parasympathetic nervous system in as quick as possible, because it's a shock. That's what it does for you.
Yeah.
So I've really noticed the impact of that. It can also help with obesity, type 2 diabetes, chronic pain, and circularity issues. So things like Raynaud's. But you want to tread carefully with that. You want to introduce yourself slowly but surely and build tolerance.
Yeah.
A bit like training, you know, you wouldn't go into a gym and try to lift everything on day one.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to build up your tolerance. You've got to build up your stress response.
Yeah, definitely.
Over time. So with things like that, again, you have to tread carefully. Also, with regards to obesity and type 2 diabetes, it's helping assist with it. It's part of the whole picture.
Yeah.
There's more to it.
Yeah.
Controlling your activity, your general steps, your exercise, and your nutrition will also massively align with things like type 2 diabetes and obesity.
Yeah.
Not just, oh, if I get in cold water for 3 minutes a day, that's my ticket. No, it's not. There's more to it, so you must understand that as well. But most all people, we're not silly, are we? We know these things.
And often when we delve into one area of health, then you naturally want to get into the next, and the next, like a domino effect.
Yeah, I like to call it the gateway. So everyone can have a different gateway into health. And it's just a way of you being disciplined. Health is about discipline. So what's your gateway into discipline? Is it planning meals? Is it starting to exercise frequently, you know, on certain days of the week, non-negotiable, and you make sure it happens? Is it getting into cold water every day? Like, what's your gateway in? There's many different realms to dip in there, literally.
Pardon the pun.
Oops, sorry. but yeah, you know, what's it going to be? Which way are we entering the health space? And then how are we going to develop this as a lifestyle and something that sticks and something that you can keep? And cold water can be one of those things.
Yeah. And hopefully we're going to be, a part of that for people, introducing the cold water side, and then, you know, that's their gateway, hopefully. Just want to touch, Dan, there on you mentioned the obesity thing.
Yeah.
So just delving a bit deeper into the science with the cold water, there's something called brown fat that is activated when we expose ourselves to cold water. Now, brown fat is our body's internal way of heating the core temperature. And that's only activated when we expose ourselves to cold. So we expose, the brown fat's activated. And then the fuel that the brown fat uses is white fat. Obviously, which is the subcutaneous fat, which surrounds the organs, etc., which we need to some sort of extent, don't we? But a lot of us carry excessive white fat. So the good news there is the brown fat uses white fat as its fuel source, so it's burning fat when we're getting cold water.
It's dumped into the bloodstream. It flushes it through. The blood flow remains high, doesn't it, throughout the course? So.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It is. And again, it is interesting to know the why, and then when you know the whys, it helps you get in there and do it.
Yeah.
And stick it out. You know, a few minutes of discomfort. Well, really, in all honesty, it's about 20, 30 seconds of discomfort.
Yeah.
And then once you start to adapt to the cold, you're okay.
Yeah.
You know that you
And
it's a very small price to pay for massive amounts of benefits. And once you understand the benefits, it's going to help you get in and do it more often.
Yeah. It's that first 20 or 30 seconds, like our body does not know that we're doing this deliberately.
Yeah.
So it's like, fucking hell, what are you doing? You're trying to kill me. So naturally, you know, the blood rushes to the vital organs, and that's, you know, the sympathetic nervous system is activated, kind of the fight or flight response.
Yeah.
But that's the body's natural response. So, but the power is there that we can then take back control of that through the breath and through our mind. And that's when the parasympathetic nervous system is activated. And that's when you start to be calm and realise that you're not going to die.
Yeah.
And everything's okay. But it's just that first 20 to 30 seconds where your body doesn't know, you know, this is deliberate.
I want to give a shout out to your mate Luke that we just met for a coffee this morning.
Yeah, Luke,
your
boy.
He said something that stuck with me and I was like, I like that.
He's got a good knack for that.
He has, he really has. And he said, I love intentional suffering.
And
there's something about that in terms of hard work. It could be training, it could be building something in business, or it could be things like getting in the cold water.
Yeah.
Intentional suffering is kind of where the gold's at. And it's it's a bit messed up, you know. Some people think that it's crazy, you should always strive to be comfortable, but
yeah,
I think comfortable is unsettling to me, and it really resonated what he said. So yeah, shout out to Luke. Intentional suffering, I like that.
Shout out to Luke Ambler.
Yeah. I like that one. History of cold water.
Okay.
I want to go into something that's been used in history and used in the medical world in with cold water. And the emergency medical world have used it, they call it therapeutic hypothermia.
Okay.
So, again, you're intentionally putting your body under stress for it to...
Sounds a bit more scary, that one, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It does.
Maybe they want to reword that
exactly,
one.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's its original sort of name. And it's been used as treatments for stroke, cardiac arrest, and when newborns are struggling to get oxygen to their brains because it's increasing that blood flow, it's increasing that sympathetic nervous system, it activates, it wakes the body up. And then, you know, obviously it makes sense, doesn't it?
Complete
sense. Been used throughout history, those sorts of things, for centuries, you know.
Yeah.
It's been used and then it's obviously gone very quiet and then it's starting to become a lot more popular in recent times. And this is why, because all these studies are coming to the fore again. So and being practiced, and then more studies are being carried out.
Yeah. And we're grateful for them new studies.
Absolutely. I also want to give a shout out to my cousin, Matt, who just recently went to a Tony Robbins expo. So he was talking for the whole weekend, like literally the whole weekend.
Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Different beast, isn't
he? He is, and he were doing 12 hours a day talking.
Yeah.
With hardly any breaks. So what he were doing is he was intentionally breaking at times when people were starting to feel that slump, and you could tell that the energy in the room was starting to dip.
Yeah.
And then he said people will associate that they need to take a break and they need to go grab some food or they need to go grab a coffee.
Yeah.
He went, what you need to do right now is get up, move, go. Yeah. And he's like getting everybody up and moving around like quite rigorously for a couple of minutes because he's intentional about
energy.
Booting. Then he said, how do you get energy? You give energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, this is another way of sort of combating that slump. And my cousin Matt said, you were starting to drift. You were starting to lose interest. You were wanting to leave the room. As soon as we did that, you were back on and we were off again.
Yeah.
And you were able to concentrate for another couple of hours just by doing that small thing. So again, that can relate to being intentional about movement. You do your Keithies, don't you? New exercise that I've...
keep a lookout for them. Yeah.
They're coming.
They're coming into the mainstream, so...
It's a legit exercise, let me tell you. Very unorthodox in its approach. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
That is an impressive move. But it's giving you energy. And again, cold water can do the same thing. If you're having that mid-afternoon slump and you start to feel a little bit tired and you think, oh, I'm going to put kettle on, I'll have another coffee, or I need some sugar, or... something of that nature.
Yeah.
No, that's not the answer. It's either rigorous movement or get in the cold, and that'll square you up for a few more hours.
Absolutely.
Because you're getting that slow, sustained dopamine release that's keeping you energised. You've got those endorphins, and then you can go and play with it for a little bit longer.
Yeah. While we're on that dopamine hit there, so there's been a study going around recently about looking at the dopamine release from alcohol, from cocaine, and then naturally cold water immersion's been included in that as well. So, you know, when we go to the pub with our pals, we have that first pint, that releases times two amount of the natural dopamine. And that's why, you know, you're after that first pint sort of feeling, you know, as you keep drinking. The only thing with that is that first pint feeling only lasts for 15 minutes. And then it snaps back to baseline. Same with cocaine. But that's 2.5x of your dopamine level. That snaps back after 9 minutes. Now, cold water immersion hits 2.5x dopamine levels, the exact same as cocaine, but the only difference is it lasts for 2 to 4 hours compared to 15 minutes from alcohol and 9 minutes from cocaine. So it just makes me think, you know, like, you guys like Pablo Escobar and stuff like that. I think if he were alive today, I think he'd be selling ice baths.
Do you agree? That's gold.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
Probably.
He'd be saying, look, lads, stop slinging them bags of cocaine. I've got
you
the
new
research.
You need to get in the water. Turned Australian as well.
Get on the street corners with those Immerse recovery vital tubs. Yeah.
And we're going to save the world. That is
a little shameless plug there, by the way. But yeah, you know. And a shout out to any drug dealers out there, you know.
Where are we going here?
Shout out to any drug dealers. Stop slinging cocaine and do something good for people.
Oof.
You know, get into cold water therapy instead. That actually helps people and it gives them a more sustained dopamine hit on the same level.
It's actually helped a lot of people with addiction issues as well.
Yeah.
All jokes aside. That were pretty funny, by the way. That were totally off script. I don't remember seeing that in your notes, mate. But yeah, all jokes aside, it has been proven to help people who have suffered with addiction. And it's another way of being addicted to something that's really good for you, that's giving you what do we all want? Everybody wants to feel good.
Yeah, right? Man.
So this is why people do what they do, whether it comes to drinking coffee, drinking alcohol, exercising, eating delicious food, giving to other people.
Yeah.
We get a sense of joy and satisfaction from that. So that's releasing dopamine. Your needs are being met. We're always chasing dopamine. Why not do it in a way that's going to help serve your life and other people? And it really will.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, all jokes aside on that, that was funny.
But yeah, you know, if we can choose to do something beneficial for people, short term and long term, you know, that's a no brainer, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
Pat?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
How is cold water applied? So we can do this many different ways. There's cold showers, there's immersion tubs, there's the sea, there's rivers, lakes and reservoirs. Wild swimming has also got other benefits for the immune system due to phytoncides, it's called, and that's what you get from nature. It's what you get from trees and plants that are around, and that the phytoncides help to keep bacteria at bay for them and help to preserve them. Wow. So we're feeding off that energy as well in natural water.
Wow.
And again, we have a natural water group, a community group where we meet up once a month and we facilitate a group dip. I'm sure some people have seen that on our socials and things. It's a really nice growing community of positive
people. There's
something
magic about that, isn't there?
Oh, it's a great way to start the day on a Sunday morning. Yeah, it really is.
There's something about doing it in a group of people, experiencing the cold water and nature in a group is, I don't know, you can't really explain the feeling. It's just something special about it. And that's growing. That's growing quickly as well.
Daily.
We've just hit 600 in the group, actually, guys. Oh, congrats this morning.
Awesome.
So, yeah, anyone that wants to join that on Facebook, we're hosting dips in the West Yorkshire area, predominantly Halifax at the minute, but Immerse Cold Water Community UK on Facebook. Get joined in there. Even if just to share your passion for cold water, there's people posting in there daily, just sharing pictures of underwater falls and just some crazy folk, really. So if you're one of those, join.
Yeah. Crazy happy.
Crazy happy.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
And you're really happy. I don't like you. You're irritating me. You're too happy.
All right. See you later, then.
Nice one. Bye then. So, we've got the natural water, reservoirs, lakes, the sea. Why ice baths instead of that? And there is another reason for that. And it's the hydrostatic squeeze that you get from the compression of an ice bath.
Yeah.
So basically the compression of the water inside the tub is acting like an ice pack with all those added benefits as well. So it's the compression which then is going to help to elevate the recovery. So it has that extra added
squeeze.
Brucey bonus.
Yeah.
To help to facilitate recovery, reduce inflammation, soreness, acute injury, etc. So why ice baths over any other natural? That's why, because you're going to get that
static squeeze.
You're going to get that extra added benefit.
Yeah, and that's something we've recently learned, mate, isn't it? On a, you know, we're putting ourselves through extra education ourselves, and you know, just committing to the cause. So we're just recently going through a certification, aren't we?
Yeah.
Certified cold water practitioner.
There we go. To add to the list.
But yeah, that's something we learnt from that course. So, you know, being able to share that now with people is great as well, because that's not common knowledge.
No, it's not. So. And again, it just helps to reinforce the why. Why am I doing this? Yeah. Why am I getting in? That 20 seconds of discomfort of you trying to catch your breath, you know that it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
So again, you know, it's just to reinforce that point. What happens to the body? The first thing that I want to say about if you're approaching this and you're approaching this nervously, and this is the same that can be said about anything, the less that you worry, the faster that you'll adapt. So that's the same with attending the gym, competing at something, getting in cold water. The less you worry about it, the quicker that you're, I'm in my rhythm now.
Yeah.
So that you may see some experienced people who have been doing cold water immersion for quite a while, and you're like, doesn't even look like it's scratching the surface. They're not even giving it all that. Yeah. And it's because they know that it hasn't killed them.
Yeah.
And they've got in cold water many, many times before at all different kinds of temperatures. Yeah. And they know that the body will adapt.
Yeah.
So they're settled getting into it. They don't feel unsure.
Yeah.
So again, just to reinforce the point of, if you're not worrying about it, you'll adapt much, much quicker. It'll take you literally seconds rather than a longer amount of time.
And like anything, when you do it for the first time, you are going to be naturally nervous and a bit anxious about it. But how we combat that with the groups that we facilitate as well is we practice breath work before, which kind of centres your nervous system, brings down the anxiety, the worry. So, you know, advice for anyone that might be doing it for the first time, just look into box breathing before you actually immerse into the cold water. Because if you're going in and you're highly stressed and then you're further stressing by getting into the cold water, then there's a high chance that you might become hypothermic, you might start to panic. But if you can centre that nervous system before getting into the cold water by breathing, regulating your breath, then that's what's advised. Just keep it nice and cool. You're going to naturally be stressed, but it won't tip you over and it'll soon come back to the centre.
Nice.
Namaste.
Oh, very nice. Like a little bedtime story that I was just getting mesmerised by your voice there.
Bit of ASMR or whatever it is.
That were lovely. Yeah. When the cold touches the skin, it's activating the sympathetic nervous system. Okay, so just to reiterate that point, it's going to feel stressful for a short space of time. It then sends a signal to the peripheral blood vessels to constrict, which is called vasoconstriction. Okay, and that's what you're getting when you're applying cold to the skin. And that's why we do that in acute injury and things like that. So that's what's happening there. The blood pressure goes up naturally. The heart rate goes up as well. But then the vagus nerve signals the parasympathetic nervous system. So it's then going, yo, we need to bring it back down. So the vagus nerve does that. And then it starts to drop the heart rate, but the blood flow remains strong throughout. I noticed that when I did a video when I was getting in really cold in the winter, you know, cracking ice off it, and I could see the veins in my neck like really, really standing out. And that just reiterates the point that it's really helping to push that blood flow around the body, and it's helping you on a cardiovascular standpoint. So that was one thing that I noticed, and you know, obviously the evidence is backing that up, and it was something that I was looking for as well. And I'm like, oh wow, look at that, my veins, I'm just straight up
popping.
So yeah, and that's what happens to the body when you're getting in there.
Awesome. Obviously, the physical benefits are just one. There's the mental side, but I just want to read something actually by there's a guy called Gary Brecker, right? He's a human biologist, and he's on the board for like the NFL, you know, so he gives like the health and the science advice for NFL athletes. So he actually says, there was a time we used to think putting athletes into a cold plunge after exercise was good for anti-inflammatory benefits. He actually says that's only around 15% of the benefit. The majority of the benefit comes from something called cold shock proteins. Now, what cold shock proteins are, it's reserve proteins stored in your liver, and they are then dumped into the bloodstream in an effort to basically save your life. Because like I say, you know, the body does not know that this is deliberate, but this is what happens inside the body naturally. That then increases the level of protein synthesis to repair the muscle tissues. And this is all free. It's natural. It's occurring. And you get this when you expose yourself to cold water immersion post-exercise. So, yeah. cold shock proteins. That's one of the biggest benefits, really. And it sends like oxidization through the blood as well. So,
so interesting, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So interesting.
And again, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, and again, when it then relates to the metabolic rate and the fat burning process, my metabolism is running high. Like, you know, I said it the other week, I can't get fat for trying, you know. So my body's a constant furnace, and it's working overtime, and it's like passive income. You're just cashing checks all the time. It's like bam, bam, bam. Yeah. Your body's burning, and again, I can feel the benefits of that. Probably more than HIIT training, to be honest.
Mm. Well, that Gary Brecker, I've heard him say it. He says that there's nothing, not HIIT training, weight training, cardiovascular, that strips fat like cold water immersion. There might be an argument to that.
I argue against that, though. Yeah. I do, and I would dare to say it's not stripping fat. It's helping to assist and boost the metabolism. So that will help fat loss, but it's not the answer to fat loss.
No.
If you get in cold water for 3 minutes a day and you think that's going to be the answer to fat loss, it's not. It runs much deeper than that. Again, I said it at the beginning of this episode, it is more than that. And I think we need to be careful about the words that we're attaching to it.
Mm.
Strips fat is not the word. Boosting metabolism, for me, is the word.
Mm.
And I do believe that it will boost the metabolism more than weight training, more than HIIT training.
Mm.
However, it's just the words that we attach to it. Think, oh, yeah, I'm going to be shredded if I do this.
Yeah.
No.
No, not no, that not. Alone.
We've got to put a lot more things in place.
Yeah.
To help assist that.
Yeah, I agree, mate.
Got an interesting fact for you.
Yeah, go on.
Running and moving water feels colder. Yeah. So waterfalls, showers.
Yeah, cold showers, yeah.
I find it tormenting, cold showers.
People who say like, oh, I've not done the cold plunge, but I've got in the cold shower. I'm just like,
that's
in fair play to you.
It's hard.
Stronger than most.
Yeah, it's because your body's always coming into contact with new water molecules.
Yeah.
So when you're getting into any sort of water, it will naturally slightly heat around you.
Yeah.
It's almost like a little force field.
Mm.
So anyone who's done any cold water immersion in a tub in particular, you'll notice that when you start to move the limbs, you start to move your arms and move your legs around, it feels a little bit more intense.
Yeah.
Whereas you stay still, it's almost like this little force field that's around you.
Yeah.
But when you're in moving or constant running water, you're always coming into contact with new water, so it's like just constantly hitting you.
Yeah.
It's like
yes. So when you see people, and I've heard like Dr. Andrew Huberman speak about this, you know, you see people sat in the tubs really stoic, sat still, like that's actually not the easiest way to do it, not the hardest way, shall we say. So if you sat there still, like you say, the thermal layer creates over the top of the skin, you're actually you feel a bit warmer than you would if you were moving. So there's an argument to keep the body moving once you're in the tub, and it'll increase the intensity of the exposure.
Just depends how hardcore you are.
It does, yeah.
And then we went one step further a few weeks ago, and we drip dried,
yeah.
In nature.
It's not recommended to everyone, but
I had a little walk, grounding, so walking in the grass, and we walked it off, and it was quite a chilly, windy sort of morning.
It was cold.
And it was like, oh man, this is going to hurt. Like, we're going to do 6 minutes in here, and then we're going to get out and walk.
Yeah.
Instead of reaching for the towel.
Mm.
Just added an extra level of intensity, obviously, and a challenge, but the benefits, oh wow.
Yeah.
I was on a high all day from that.
Yeah. I was.
So, you know, it's a small price to pay, you know, a 6-minute immersion with a a couple of minutes of walking that off after, 8 minutes of your time for an unbelievable productive high. You know, just think about what you can get done then in your day off the back of that.
Yeah, exactly. Sets you up something rotten. I think in terms, while you've mentioned the duration there, I think it's just important to say that some studies of, I think it's from Susanna Soberg, who's done a lot of leading research in the cold water space. She recommends 11 minutes across the whole week, so split up into individual exposures, whether it's, you know, 1 to 3 minutes. 11 minutes seems to be a very good time to get all of the benefits per week and not overexposing. Some of the research says that you can overexpose, and that's when the adaptations, you become too adapted to it, so you have to keep going colder and colder, if you know what I mean, to get the benefits.
Longer and longer.
Or longer and longer, yeah. So as a guideline, 11 minutes per week, split up into different sessions, seems pretty good.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Anything else to add? I'm good.
I'm good, mate. I think I'm ready to just go get him one of our immersed tubs.
Let's do it right now. Sorry, guys. I'm going to have to leave you there. No, thank you for listening, guys. I hope that helps to get it over the line for you. If you are thinking, you know, if you're sort of teetering around the idea of it, and you sort of thinking, you know, I'm interested, I'm intrigued. Hopefully this is going to help get you over the line and get you in there. And then you can start feeling the benefits just like we have. Just get it done, guys. Get in there, give it a go.
What's happening in
the
background?
Relax your mind.
What's happening in the background at the minute, Dan?
In the background at the minute?
With us, what are we doing? What are we leading up to?
We're very close to a launch, buddy.
We are. Yeah, we might as well mention that while we're here, aren't we?
I think we better do.
So we've Immerse Recovery, as you all will know now, it's our new athlete recovery brand. We spoke about it in the first episode. We're building the home of recovery for everyday and world-class athletes. We've sold out of our pre-order ice bath bundle, which is awesome. Thank you, everyone. Before we've got any product. So, you know, that's just with our friends and family. So we're extremely grateful to everyone that has bought one of our ice bath bundles to start us off.
Yeah, thank you for the support, guys. We really appreciate it. It's really helped us to, you know, keep the spirit high and keep the belief in what we're doing going. So thank you to those people that have done that.
Yeah, and we can't wait to see everyone, you know, immersing daily. We're going to be releasing a 30-day challenge for everyone to get the teeth sunk into when the tub arrives. So just solidifying that habit for people then, hopefully. And that's where the power begins.
That's it. And if you stay up to date with our social media, Immerse Recovery or the Immerse podcast, you will see when that launch date is. We don't know exactly what date that will be yet, but it's very, very soon.
It's soon. So early September. Just put that out there. We'll confirm a date very shortly. Yeah. Until then, guys, hope you enjoyed that episode. We did.
Hope it gets you over the line and makes you do this. Now you understand the why, then you've just got to start acting and get on it and start reaping those rewards. Mm. So hope you enjoyed that episode. Hope you enjoy the cold. And we'll see you again soon.
See you again soon, guys.